Let's come to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, first of all, we come before you to pray for our nation, those who protect and serve it, those locally, those overseas. We lift up before you those working in critical positions and ask for your continued protection. We pray for our church, our pastor, and our church members, and for the end of this awful pandemic. We pray for those who are part of the persecuted church, those Christians who have and are suffering terribly for the faith around the world. We pray for those who are ill or recovering. We pray especially for Pastor Greg and Jane, Gina, Ursula, Brooksy Moravec, Sue Renke, Bonnie Wunderlich, Deb Skorupa's brother, for Ruth Holm, Darren Zafke, for Bob Zafke, Dean and Jackie Remy's mothers, and for all of those that we name in our hearts at this time. We ask, Lord, that you be with them and give them comfort, give them strength, give them peace and healing, whatever type of healing may mean for them this day. And Lord, you taught us a prayer. This prayer was a guide for us on how we should pray. So hear us now as we pray together the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ask Bill to come forward at this time to read our scripture.
Two readings today are from Isaiah and from Ephesians. First is Isaiah 40, verses 26 through 31. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Second reading is from Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19. For the reasons I kneel before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp from wide and long and high and deep in the love of Christ, and to know that his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Our text for today is taken from Paul's epistle, or letter, to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. And these verses were the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the church at Ephesus. And it should be a prayer echoed by all of God's people, and especially for our churches today. We begin with verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. The first part of Paul's